Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back.
Aggressive. Sam's back.
Sam's back. Episode 98 of the Bare Minimum Podcast, guys. Today is Friday, January 19th. Joined with the bestest friends. The four bestest friends reunited again. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats is here. Mr. Stats, welcome back.
What's going on, everybody?
It's good to see you, buddy.
Glad to be here.
Nadadeo's here.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Marcos, and again, we are Da Bare Minimum Podcast. Facebook, Bare Minimum Podcast. On Twitter, at Da Bare Min Pod. Instagram, Da Bare Min Podcast. Venmo, always open, at Da Bare Minimum on Venmo.
Always.
My boys. How the hell we doing, / Sammy Stats? What the hell is this that you just dropped on the table here? Please tell us more.
This is a product of targeted racism. No, that is
it's a swastika.
It's disgusting.
It's a patch.
What it is a Swedish wormwood liqueur.
That is the actual definition. Yes, I don't agree with it. There's no liqueur about it. It is just wormwood, and it was gifted. I got ambushed. Let's just be.
What is it?
It's Malort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Not just Malort.
It is
barrel aged.
Alley barrel aged.
This one wears a top hat. Yes. Let me tell you what.
Yes.
This is that shit, I guess. But no. This was. There's this thing that's happened for the past year where I go to get my haircut, and a certain listener. Do we call him a friend?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's doing this out of love.
Yeah,
he
knows he's my friend. I just, I'm struggling with
this. This is spite.
Yeah, it's.
Is it?
So, Gergi figured out where I get my haircut. He knows that, and so then he now asks the person who does my hair when I have appointments, and he shows up in the parking lot and just. Bombs me with a bottle of Malort in a bag and leaves. Doesn't say a word. He's done it like 3 or 4 times this year.
That's a HIPAA violation.
Now, I was going to say that there should be some sort of code, like Privacy Act against this.
It's got to be a HIPAA violation.
I know they're not doctors, but come on.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Like, because now I'm swearing. I'm swearing at him as he walks away with waving, not facing me, just waving, walking away, and I'm just yelling profanities. Across the parking lot, a mom and her kid are staring at me, and I'm just like, when is enough enough? You know, I can't drink all these.
I can't sleep.
There's 2 more on top of my fridge. Like,
I think you brought up a good point, and taking a step back, imagine you're the mom watching this happen where, like, a guy walks out and, another random person just runs up and, like, bull
hands
rushes him, but instead, like, shoves a bag into his hands. And the other guy's just like, dude, you have to stop. Like, truly pleading. And he pulls out what you know. Is that fucking Malort?
It's the equivalent of, like, Dane Cook breaking into your house and leaving something. That bit. It's like, that man just gave him a gift, and he's cursing his name as he walks away. He's like, what the fuck?
Now that you mention it, a little bit more is coming back to me here.
Were you in a coma?
Just a lot.
A coma?
Busy, where have you been? Coma.
And, you know, kids' brain cells, there. I'm just gone. Like, mush.
Hashtag
here.
Same, dude.
Bro. Yeah. So, like, he actually did say something after he handed me the bag when I go, what the fuck is this? And he's just walking away, goes, you know what it is.
So
shout out Gergi.
So Jake, what's up?
So what's the deal with it? Why do we have this? Is there?
I think it is more meant for the group and not for me.
Okay.
So I will use the reserves I have at home, the even further aged Malort.
Well, I mean, Grady knows I'm a Malort truther, so I'll happily accept some shots.
I don't think
you're. Do we owe him anything?
We owe a lot.
Do
of
we owe
things.
Shots? Do I we lose?
We owe Jose shots.
Is that what this is about?
You owe
They're usually
shots.
In cahoots.
Oh,
they are.
Yeah,
cahoots.
They
the
are in cahoots.
Smug,
yeah,
sons of bitches.
That's right.
Is this
man.
Why he's doing this to me?
It
just because he knows where to catch me, and it'll get back here.
Intern Jose is sending
what?
Him like the daily logs.
Oh my!
How deep does this go?
We've got a mole. I don't want to call his name.
Malort Gate.
A mole lord.
Who's the mole lord?
That was episode 98 of the Bare Minimum Podcast.
You can find us on
brother,
this guy stinks.
Apple Podcasts, Google,
this guy stinks.
Thanks for listening.
Guys, congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. We made it. We're not super cold no more. Things got
it's supposed to go back down.
Oh yeah, but not to what it was.
No, we breached the asshole of 0 degrees. We got north of it.
Dude, those -30 degree wind chills, like with the dogs. I texted you guys that one morning. I'm like,
oh, Sasha locked up.
Yeah, like literally poor Gus Boy goes out there. And that's the thing with dogs, they're so routine based like the rest of us. You know, they have that pattern that they walk in the yard and he's got to run full speed to the corner and then run up and down the fence line. And about halfway through, Gus just shut it down. That was it. I said, oh, yeah. God damn. I had to go out and rescue the boy.
Sasha shut it down pretty quick. Jeffy, on the other hand, thrived.
Like, I mean, where did you get Jeffy?
The outdoors. Yeah.
That's an outside
she's like,
dog.
Oh, this is familiar.
Oh, yeah. She's out there in -15 well. Rolling around in the snow.
Willie's also a fan.
I mean, we're.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Peyton seems to be, like, totally on board with it.
Yeah,
I mean, you need to get your ass inside. She's like, but the neighbor dog might come out. I'm like, it's -30.
Fucking neighbor dogs. Love dogs. Fucking neighbor dogs, dude. Drive me insane. Week 18. Good God, look at my notes. Guys, the wild card has officially wrapped up. That was a good weekend of football there. Did you guys make any money? 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly.
Sure,
Dale, you had a little one there going.
Yeah.
Dale, cut that. Dale, you have a little one.
Yeah, chop that up. What's the time stamp on that?
So, yeah, I did. I had a 7-leg parlay that I got 5 legs into and confirmed. And my MO as a very anxiety-riddled person is I have to then start playing some, like, heartbreak covers and make sure I've got my ass covered a little bit. Luckily, one of those heartbreak covers hit, and we ended up making a profit. So, good weekend for us.
Good for you.
Good.
I didn't make no money.
Yeah, I screwed up.
I am as dead as dead could be. What is dead may never die? I'm so
dead. Oh, you're
dead.
There?
I'm so dead, I'm dead.
You're so dead that you can't die.
I'm so dead that I can't die. I might come back.
You want to die. You want to die. You're so dead you can't die.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's Game of Thrones. We've started Game of Thrones.
I was wondering why you knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, we started Game of Thrones.
Wait, that's one of our longest running bits is that you've never watched it.
It's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
He's like it's, far in.
You're not going to think like after season 5, well, but like
it's so fantastic.
It's been good up into 8.
Excuse me. It's been a month since we like talked about it. I was but you haven't mentioned it. So I didn't know if you were still
It's the momentum that we had has kind of slowed down just a little bit, but like really just from like the holidays and how busy we've been like getting back into it. That's like one of those shows where also like I enjoy it, and I don't want to just watch one show. Like, I want to watch one episode. I want to watch, like, 2 or 3, and you guys know how difficult that is to have 2 to 3 hours of time to, like, watch a show.
Well, not only that. Seriously. Like, I like the show. I'm actually going to watch the show. Like, I can't also have to do laundry, or, like, I'm not going to be on my phone for the next hour, so I actually have to dedicate this time, and that's difficult.
Not the background music.
Exactly,
right? It's one of those. And so we're the same way, because the new season of True Detective just
What you watching?
Season 1 is just some of the best television
it's
ever
a top
made.
5 season of television
in
history. Agreed. Like, easily. Season 2, we don't talk about. Yeah. But season 3, we got back. We're good. And now season 4, this first episode, I have no fucking clue what's going on. No clue. But I love it. I'm all the way back in.
Yeah.
And the Reacher, we had to finish going on for like all the shows that you got going on. We had to finish the season finale of Reacher last night before we used that last hour to watch the True Detective.
You got to. Yeah.
I can't do 2 at a time.
Thrones has just been really cool. Like, we've enjoyed that show, and I'll miss that bit. But that's I was hoping
that
to finish
top television.
What is dead may never die.
I was hoping to finish all of it before you guys found out. But yeah, it's
I've known for a keep while. It in.
Cats out the bag. I could have ran with it.
And we go to like a Game of Thrones trivia night, and then all of a sudden you've got some answers.
Wham, wham, what? No,
dude, that would have long term joke idea. There you go.
So guys, let's just run through Wild Card Weekend real quick. Not even a minute on each one of these games, but Texans go. Take care of the Browns. That's a 45-14 final. CJ Stroud. So I asked you guys in the group, and I'll ask this again.
Oh, this is so heartbreaking.
So like, we do this a lot with the Patrick Mahomes exercise. Oh my God, we took Mitch instead of Patrick. Like, are we ever slash do we currently feel that same feeling when it comes to CJ Stroud? Like, CJ Stroud could have been a Bear.
No, I don't feel that.
No?
I mean, in theory, could have been. But
you've moved past it.
We were like,
it's
yeah,
just not a thing.
We
it's
were
just,
never yeah. talking quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with this.
You just got to push it. You just got to push it.
It's different when versus like the Trubisky and Mahomes one. Like,
because they were both
it's
available.
Way different because you were going for a quarterback.
Yep. I agree with that. And like, I can see it to an extent if you were to put the conversation towards Darnell Wright or Jalen Carter. Like, I could see how you passed on you like because you passed on Jalen Carter mm-hmm. for. Darnold. Who ended up being a very solid tackle. But as far as like Jake saying, the plan, Justin's only 2 years into his pro career at this time. We're still giving him another year of legs and another year of run.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm with you guys too, because like, if you think about it, there's no, there is no DJ Moore. Then there is no right. Tyreek Stevenson. Then there is no 101 this year. So
good
like,
good things happen.
So like, sure. There's a timeline somewhere where that's what happened. I'm kind of happy that this is the timeline we're in, and obviously big decisions up ahead.
This is something you're going to have to explain to your sons in like 15 years when they go back and look at Bears draft classes and are like, wait a minute.
We'll talk about this. We'll tell our kids about this stretch for a long, long time, I think. Guys, the second game then saw the Dolphins go into a frigid Kansas City. 26-7 final. Kansas City comes out on top. The Dolphins just riddled with injuries and also just – I mean,
they froze.
Tua is Tua, right? Like in the biggest moments, do you really have faith in?
One thing that I thought was funny is in Dolphins subreddits, they're having the same conversations about Field or about Tua that we had about Fields. They're saying, "Hey, we've given this guy 3 years now, or he's been a pro for 3 years, and he hasn't taken that next step." Meanwhile, we're sitting here with a quarterback that's thrown for 225 plus yards like four times.
I like this version of Dale where he's subscribed to like all 32 team subreddits and he's in deep on everyone's like.
I dabble.
You're like, are they all as upset as we are?
A lot of them are.
Like, what is the Panthers saying right now?
Yeah. Can you imagine what the Tepper stuff, dude? No way.
I don't even want to go near that.
It's dark because they don't have their pick. So it's like, so who are we adding?
You're
going to
find
me
dead.
Oh,
you're going to find me dead.
Kind of like how we gave up first rounder. We lost first rounders for Trubisky.
Well, yeah, that and like everything that goes with it. We as Bears fans know it. If you have no one on your team, like, you don't bring in the free agents. Think of the last 4 or 5 years. We've brought in next to no one. Like,
nobody wants to come
if
play
you're,
there.
If you're a Panthers fan, so, like, boil it down to this, and then we'll move on. You could have just been bad for the year.
Yeah.
You could have had a really bad year, and then you could have had Caleb Williams. And you still would have had DJ Moore. And you still would have had money and other draft picks and everything else. Like, this is a fumble of the bag if I've ever seen one. Like, this could be one of the biggest fleecings like of all time. So tough time to be a Panthers fan right now. Guys, before we get into this next game, we will take these shots. All right. And we will do a little cheers. We are not cheersing, and I need to be so clear right now, we are not cheersing the Green Bay Packers.
No.
What we are doing is we are sending good vibes to some of our friends who, because of that Green Bay game, were happy. And we four on the Bare Minimum Podcast like it when our friends are happy. So cheers to a couple of our buddies. Cheers to Jose. Cheers to Grady. Cheers to Sam Carr. Your guys' favorite team won. And I hope that that's all that they win.
Cheers. Yeah.
Sons of bitches. There's no fucking way they did it again, right? There's no fucking way Jordan Love is the guy, right?
I think they did. And you know what? What are we going to do about it?
Cry.
It's so bad.
It's not good.
That one's not as good. That's not as bad as the...
No, it's still bad.
It's
yes,
so
it is.
Bad.
It's just
as
bad.
It's so bad.
Jake's silently just smiling, nodding to himself.
Oh, so the Packers go into what is it? AT&T Stadium.
Yes, sir.
Packers 48-32. That, I mean...
Candlestick?
No, Candlestick is...
What? That's the old 49ers stadium.
So Packers go into Dallas, and they upset the 2 seed. Jordan Love just looked every bit of like the next generational quarterback in Green Bay. I'm just absolutely sick to my stomach.
If so patient, so
if
accurate.
They beat the 49ers, then it's guaranteed he's a Hall of Famer.
The thing Aaron couldn't do?
Oh, yeah.
If, yeah, exactly. If he beats the 49ers, it's over.
Sign like, Bobby this week.
We're dead.
Yeah, I mean, I can't sit here and lie to you and tell you that I feel super good about what we saw on the field from the Packers. That's not something I'm excited kind of to see for the next 10 years.
It is what it is, right? Like, what are you going to change about it? You know, like, if they hit...
Oh, you just have to get better.
Yeah, if they hit on him, we just have to build a better team. And we can't build a regular team, so we're working on it.
Dale, when have we ever done that? Go.
We don't.
Okay, then. Moving on. Right. Guys, and then, so speaking of, we'll keep it in the NFC North, and this is where you get a little scared here. You get a little scared.
Because we also have the Lions.
If you're looking at the prospect of the next few years.
Coming back next year on a hometown discount you just talked about.
Guys, Rams Rams going to Detroit, and they lose to the Lions 24-23. That was I think that was probably my favorite game of the weekend.
Barn burner.
That was just
I think that was the game I said I was looking forward to the most.
Yeah. It came down to the wire.
Best storyline.
It was so good.
Fantastic game, fantastic weekend. The Matt Stafford story was dope.
Can we tell Kelly Stafford to go away?
No, I don't. I'm never, ever, ever going to dog somebody for, like, showing out for their man.
No. It wasn't about – she was, like, upset. She had to retract her statement. Like, she said that the Lions fans were booing her kids. It's like you're sitting up in a suite.
That I 100% believe that happened.
They were up in a suite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some shit human beings.
But
at
they
Ford
couldn't
Field.
See the kids. Like,
I don't care.
She 100% believe it. She walked it back.
Detroit
already.
People just know that there's children near, and then they just
they
start
were booing.
It's
they were,
part of their.
They were
just,
booing Matt.
Is that youth and fun?
They were booing.
Boo!
Matt. Doesn't mean
boo!
Your kid.
Boo!
This guy stinks.
Oh, brother!
I'm with Lions fans. I don't know if I'm just that scummy or what, but like I'm with them. I want them to succeed.
Did you see Eminem there? And then the whole
talking to Matt.
I rap for you.
Well, no, that. But also, he was at the game, and then he was shown on the Jumbotron, and the entire stadium started rapping "Lose Yourself."
That's awesome.
I haven't seen that clip.
Yeah, not either.
That's pretty cool.
It was like a fan recorded video.
I'm on the wrong side of Lions Reddit.
Apparently.
Guys, and then the double Monday night because of the whole snowstorm in Buffalo.
Well, yeah.
We got the setup that I think they should adopt this forever going forward. You should have 2-2-2 for wild card weekend. Give me 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday, 2 Monday night games.
It's kind of perfect.
Because that was fantastic. Steelers.
I kind of like the Monday midday game.
The matinee.
Yeah, dude, the 3:30.
Had it on at the TV at work. Everybody was watching. It was great.
It was
Kate was off, so I took the day off, too. It was awesome.
I texted the gang, and I was like, I didn't even know there was a game going on right now. I
was
honest.
Sweating a bet, so I knew there was a game.
You knew there was a game. Steelers going to Buffalo, and Bills come out on top 31-17. That Buffalo team, we said it now for the last couple episodes, like, for as weird as they've looked throughout the season, as up and down as they've had, and honestly not just this year, and then you guys remember the Al-Qaeda quotes?
Oh,
the,
my fucking God.
McDermott,
remember
the 9/11 Sean McDermott. Used He's the terrorists like, coming together as like
an analogy or like
a
metaphor
team coming
for
together.
Teamwork.
Like, they came together and they accomplished one goal. Well, two separate goals if you.
Moving. You tally them both up.
And then, guys, the last one was in the most unsurprising game to me, at least, Buccaneers absolutely trounced the Eagles 32-9.
Frauds.
I think that was, it wasn't even a trap game. The Eagles are just bad.
Yeah. You couldn't even feel good about that being a trap game because, like, the Eagles played like they showed you after that 10-1 start. They played just like you expected them to play. It looked like, can we just say what it is? Like, and it's tough to say it, but like the Eagles just quit.
Oh, the whole team quit.
That's
team.
That's a team. That's a team that just quit on both sides of the ball. Like, that's a team that just
especially
quit.
Going to the second half. Like.
The collapse bad enough to cost Nick Sirianni and those involved his job?
They're already pretty sure he's there.
They're calling for it, but I don't.
They're
saying
he's going to stay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Mike McCarthy stays, I don't know how you can. Yeah.
That is an all-time collapse, though. To start off, what were they, 11-1?
They were 10-1.
10-1, and they finished 1-5?
Sirianni, with ownership, though, like right now what's on the table is they said, they gave him direction. They said, we are going to meet. I don't know if it's in a week or 2 weeks or what, but they said, we're going to meet. You come to the table. You bring us your prime candidates for the coordinator jobs because we're going to replace them, and you need to tell us who's on board, and if they're not names that ownership wants to hear, I guarantee there something is going to change.
Yeah, and I mean, in an offseason where you have definitely seen that, like, these franchises are not afraid to move on from some of these guys. Some franchises are chicken shit franchises and refuse to
What are you referring to?
Somewhere pretty close, maybe about 45 minutes from here.
Yeah.
You know, just a quick drive down 55. No big deal.
About 40, 45 miles.
Motherfuckers. So anyways, when you see a lot of these people making these changes, like, it's just another name that could be added to the list. And, like, dude, this is going to be – I think this is going to be an offseason that we talk about between, obviously, what we got going on at home, you know, here within the Bears and the organization, and then all the other stuff on the outside of kind of the coaching searches and all the other teams and stuff. Just going to be – the NFL wins. The NFL just absolutely dominates storylines all the time.
Dude, and did you guys talk about – like, I kept up a little bit with the episodes, but did you guys talk about how the NFL has completely cucked the NBA this year?
I think we mentioned it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Like, back during New Year's or something, but yeah.
Because the NBA has, like, their, like, Sunday, and they've got, like, their day games, and they've got, like, this Christmas Eve and all this stuff, and the NFL, it overlapped this year.
Yeah.
And NFL took all the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely everything.
It's just when it lined up perfectly for the NFL. It's when, like, Christmas falls on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday that it's, like, no
you're
go.
Right. You're right. Another crazy thing from all these, like, week 18s and the playoffs and everything, I saw a ratings thing that was going around, people were talking about, and that the top watched, like, events or the top watched live television ever, the top 50, 48 of them are NFL games.
One of them is the final episode of MASH that was a number one rated.
Oh, yeah, for a while. Long time.
Of what?
MASH.
Oh, yeah, MASH.
It might be like 49. Like, well, I think the first 48 are all NFL games, and that's just fucking wild to me. NFL's king.
Oh, forever and ever.
We're sitting here talking about it out into the ether right now, so.
Guys, anything else on the wild card weekend you want to get into? We got a long one. So, guys, then we move on. If you're looking to leave a voicemail, so we do sponsored voicemails right now. No title sponsor. Big shout out again to Aurelia Gloves for the sponsorship during the football season. More information, visit AureliaGloves.com. Again, if you're looking to leave a voicemail, you can always send one to the email. It's debareminimum@gmail.com. Send an audio file to the boys. I believe we've got a voicemail from Cousin Jimmy this week, and then we've also got a note from Steban this week. So I think, Sammy Stats, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
We're here from Cousin Jimmy.
We're going to give it a shot.
Shit.
Yeah, hey there, long-time listener, first-time caller, Cousin Jimmy, how you doing? It might sound a little different because I'm in my car currently running from my demons. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but the Packers have won a playoff game with Jordan Love. And I don't know whose fault it is, but this is bullshit. I don't know how we go from Favre to Rodgers. And if we enter the Love era, I'm going to go vote to sell the league to Saudi Arabia because I can't do it. I can't keep going on like this. But hope the boys are doing well.
That foot, Jim.
I think we got to get ready. Mike, we got to get ready. We might have to look up some property in Saudi Arabia.
If he wins, then yes. But like, if he loses, it buys us another year.
I think you just have to be prepared, you know? You know, it's like
but like buying sandbags for a hurricane.
Or
you know,
or
just like
or
in
just,
my head.
You know, just having canned food in the basement.
It's like
you know,
just buying salt before the storm.
You might never eat it.
Yeah.
But just be prepared for the worst.
Are you saying we should become doomsday Packers preppers?
We could be.
We could become preppers.
I don't think I could be a Packers prepper.
How do we do that?
I don't think I could do it. I don't have.
You're not a prepper?
I don't have it in me to just live in that eventuality all day, every day.
You know, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. That's where dead.
How could
yeah,
we
if Jordan Love is the guy, then I'll be dead.
Yeah, this is like an offshoot Sammy Stats question of the week, but like, how would you prepare? I for one.
For the Pack Apocalypse.
I, for one, would keep a bottle of bourbon inside of a break in case of emergency glass.
With the little hammer?
But kind of hidden in the cap is like a string, and balancing on top of it is a cyanide pill.
Oh,
and so when you
yeah.
when you open it, you know, it drops in, and then, you know, we go out with a bang.
Dark. Okay. Dark, real
How would
dark.
You guys prepare?
So that's about as dark as we can get it.
How we prepare for the Packer? Like, I would just start, like...
The Packopolip?
The pack. Yeah,
we'll workshop that.
I would block
Grady
and Jose on everything.
I would start like learning.
That's good. Like a scheduled block.
Yeah,
is set up.
Yeah,
I'd start researching like Packers that had like scandals and stuff like that.
Oh
like,
yeah,
beat their wives, killed people.
Try and get that stuff circulating.
Racist. Get the new narrative.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be immediately start like
just repost Aaron Rodgers.
Clips, fueling the narrative.
Just be dropping like those manila envelopes with the ribbon with the string around them with like all of the evidence at like news stations. You're like dropping.
Can you put this with your outgoing mail, please?
Yeah, just slipping it onto piles of mail.
Guys, we also got a note from Steban. So me and Steban were going back and forth, and I liked his response, and I thought that this was something I'd bring up to you guys. So in our conversation, I kind of mentioned to Steban, you know, you've got the successes of Jordan Love, and you've got Jared Goff, and you got two playoff teams still. The Vikings were in position to be a playoff team and a couple injuries away from it. So I'd ask him, you know, how do you feel going forward? And he just kind of said, you know, I don't believe that that like we are the fourth worst option when it comes to kind of teams in the NFC North. I don't believe it's the case being further from the mountaintop, as is the race to the top is super close and competitive with multiple parties right by each other vying for this lead pole position, with Green Bay and Detroit ahead of the curve in the team development process to the point of making playoff appearances now, Chicago being in both a front office's dream and nightmare of deciding where to go with their future, but having so many choices, and Minnesota, while perhaps looking towards the downturn and have individual pieces that make them dangerous at times, I see the NFC North as something like the AFC North. All four of those teams at the best can make a playoff appearance, even though unorthodox means like the Browns and Steelers did it. So it kind of leads to like a true or false. Could you see the NFC North being that AFC North next year, where you see three or four playoff teams coming out of that division?
I think yes. It depends on what we're capable of doing. Our hat might not even be in that ring. But the way I see it, I first of all, Steban, love the way that you worded all that. I thought that was very well thought out, and also gave a little perspective that all four teams can be good in the NFC North, and you're just going to have to edge someone out from time to time. And that's okay. Like, we don't have to dominate the North. We have to compete in the North. Like that, and you have to be okay with that. You can't think you're just going to be the best. So I'm trying to retrain my brain here that it's not so much that the other teams have to be bad. It's that we have to be good enough to compete with them.
Yeah, losing 6 times in a row over the last 3 years to the Packers is not competing. Not competing.
But not only that, I mean, you're the Denver game and pick one of the other two away from having potentially 3 playoff teams.
You're exactly right.
Well, and I think
you're right there. You're close.
That's something that now has to be kind of factored in looking forward. Like, I know that we didn't win those games, but it's really close to that whole, like, you know, did you how many one possession games did you win or lose type deal, and that tells you a lot about your season too. Like, I think it's fair to expect a lot out of the Bears going in next season, even whatever route that they go with the quarterback, whatever direction that like Ryan Poles decides to go. I think the expectation should still be there. You probably were a 9 to 10 win team this year if you functioned properly at all times. Like, yeah. I think the expectations are there, and I don't think the rest of the NFC North is getting any worse. No. The Lions are going to stay good. I think the Packers are obviously young and going to stay good.
The Vikings, it'll be dependent on the quarterback situation, but yeah.
I could see Kirk going back, and yeah, just like that, you're in an absolute dogfight of an NFC North. Like, dude, next season, for having a good thing, we got a fourth place schedule, because next season's going to be a dogfight all the way through.
That's great. I mean, and dogfights are okay as long as you're in them.
As long as you're a big enough dog and can fight. If you're a fucking Pomeranian going out here trying to fight the big dogs, it's going to be quick tick for you, and then you're going to watch the rest of the dogs fight and do their thing. You know
From
what I mean?
Cancun.
You can watch, like, the gambling lines. They can kind of tell you if you're outside of 2 or 3 points, then you're probably not actually competing.
Yeah. So, guys, let's get into a little State of the Beloved right now. We'll talk about the Bears and kind of where they are. Sam, we've talked about it a bunch already, and we kind of have given our opinions on the kind of direction the quarterback. Now that the regular season is over and you might have seen every game that Justin Fields has played as a Chicago Bear. So now that you know that you have 101 and you've got this big decision to make, what are you doing? I'm going to give you the keys. You're going to sit in Ryan Poles' chair. What is your choice going into the draft?
The easy thing for me to do is to just let Ryan Poles handle it, because I trust him.
But you're Ryan Poles now. So you are the acting GM. I need you to make the decision.
I'm a former offensive lineman who's an executive for the Bears now.
See, and I'd say you're doing pretty good.
And I'm also black.
Sam said I'm black.
and I'm black.
Are you?
Whoa.
So what are you doing? Are you taking That's Caleb cool. 101? Are you sticking with Fields? Are you taking another quarterback and trading back?
All right, so. Yeah.
Looking at.
I wasn't. Yeah, I thought it.
Yeah, I know.
Sam said, what's the first thing you did? Dunked.
Yes. Second thing I did.
You know what he
got
did.
Got a boner.
He said it. That's the first thing he
got
did.
Got a boner.
I took my shorts off.
Yeah.
Just, I couldn't wear them anymore.
Just felt the breeze. No, it's. So the way that I see it right now is that I like what I know. And what I know is that Fields hasn't peaked yet, but also we need to get him there. And getting there, I don't know how much that's going to take, right? So that's kind of tough. That's what that portion of it there makes me, and not seeing him close games out is kind of the thing that leads me to want to use the first pick in some way, whether that's just trading back minutely or whatnot. That's the case in my head that goes for a quarterback. So this is going to be a slightly long-winded way of telling you guys that I'm on the fence. But I went down a good old YouTube rabbit hole.
The best.
And I watched a bunch of Caleb Williams highlights. Like, far too many. Just far too many. Because I was like, I haven't watched a ton of Pac-12 games. Rest in peace. I haven't, like, actually, like... Bruce. You know, watched Caleb Williams play other than the two passes that and couple running touchdowns I might have seen on SportsCenter. So I watched him, and I got to be honest. Have you guys watched him?
A lot.
Nothing?
That's how I fall asleep at night.
A lot.
But let me put this out there. What I was watching didn't jump off the screen at me.
It's crazy.
It didn't. Like, watch him throw the ball, and it's not, like, yes, it's zippier than Justin, but it's not zippier than the other guys that, like it looks nothing like Stroud. It doesn't. Like, if you watch it, it's like, so, like, if Justin may not be the answer, but I don't know if Caleb is either. He also cried and hugged his mom after losses.
That's so weak.
No problem with that.
That's so weak. That's so weak. What we need to stop doing in this, so I'm
I just had to throw it out there because that's what all the meatheads have been saying.
And I don't understand. Guys, I don't understand what happened to us.
I don't either.
Us as Bears fans. I don't understand why there's that. Like, there's about to be a civil war when it comes to Bears fans. Like, when this decision is made.
That's
like,
okay. There's going to be right and there's going to be wrong, or we're all going to be right and we're all going to be wrong.
It's going to be faction fights. And at this point, I mean, I think that there's a way that you can build your guy up without having to diminish the other guy. I can say that I'm excited for Caleb Williams and that generational prospect without saying, because I think Justin Fields is a total bust and he can't read a defense and he can't, and he holds the ball too long and all these things.
What if some of those things are true?
And that's the thing. I'm not, my opinion.
It might be.
And at the same time, I think it's okay to say that, like, and I think it's fair. People make honest and true and, like, very, like, coherent, like, valid points when it comes to, like, taking Justin Fields, sticking with him, and continuing to be able to build around him. But that doesn't mean that you're going to take Justin Fields because Caleb Williams is a cancer to the locker room and he's a crybaby and he's a diva and his skills aren't going to translate. Like, when you have dozens, and guys, I mean dozens, of people who do this for a living, who analyze quarterback play, who analyze prospects coming out of the draft, who have seen this guy and been in workouts and been in the room with him. When you've got people that are saying that they haven't had anybody look like him since Peyton Manning, what are we doing
well,
here?
Well, I was also watching.
What,
like,
are we doing here?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
In those highlights that I was watching, too, one of the things I noticed was he I know it's college. It's a different game. But he also held onto the ball for an eternity, too. And I just hope that, like, I guess I'm like an abused animal. So, like, if I see it, I flinch.
A lot of the highlights I see as well, he is just, like running from the pocket. Like, he's running from the pocket, making everybody look silly. And, like, you're like, oh, my God, look at him go. But at the same time,
he makes the play.
Yeah. I mean, so he is holding on to the ball. He's running around all over the place, but Yeah, I don't know.
So that's the one thing that jumped. Like, that's I should have led with that. That's the biggest thing that jumped out to me is he
succeeds.
Because he succeeds, well, yeah. But he was holding onto the ball forever. And I'm just like, oh, shit. This is, like, my biggest qualm right now.
I think there's a difference, though, between someone holding onto the ball to extend plays and someone holding onto the ball because they rely on their legs.
Or they're just indecisive.
You can call it whatever you want, but... Like, if I see Justin Fields rolling out like that, I think it's fair to say that more than half the time he's keeping that ball.
I think that is fair. Whereas, because I haven't seen him just move, do the roll and plant, find the guy, unload. Like we don't see a lot
of
that.
He does have the one move coming off. He turns over his right shoulder, and it looks great every time he does it.
Until the defensive end remembers that he does it.
And stayed home.
And hits him in the middle of the lower back. And,
because staying in the pocket isn't an option. He has to move.
Yeah. I mean, I think it comes down to like, okay, so look at this divisional weekend. We'll save that one for a little bit. So
I was just going to ask really quick if I can, since I answered, I think right now where I'm at, I'm as of today, this is going to change could change later tonight. I'm in the keep Justin, make the most of the pick. Make the most of the pick. I don't know if that's trading with the Commanders or the Patriots and bluffing with them that you're going to take Williams or whatever it has to be. And then you go for Marvin Harrison Jr. And you put him on the other side from DJ Moore and you just see what the fuck you can do.
Can't tell you you're wrong. I cannot tell you you're wrong.
So that's where I'm at today.
Yep.
I would like to know where y'all landed.
I think we all kind of were consensus. I think the three of us are taking Caleb at one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking Caleb at one.
Okay. We're using the pick.
Yeah, I'm taking Caleb at one. I'm trading Justin to the highest bidder. If Mel Kiper is right and the Bears can actually get the number 8 overall pick, which I think is pie in the sky.
Yeah, for Justin Fields.
No one's going to give a anywhere in the first just because, like, you're giving up control.
That might not be true.
I just think it is because you're going to give up 5 years of control of a pick over a quarterback that you have to definitely pay in 2 years if you're going to trade for him.
I mean, it changes everything. Even just from a sense of like, and then I'll let you finish up. It changes everything. And like, okay, so if Justin, like, is Justin at this point going to be like a top 3 quarterback in the league? Realistically, like, do you really think that he has that potential? And at the same time, so with Caleb Williams, if Caleb comes in, I would say the bar, maybe not his floor. His floor and the bar are totally different. The bar is play a season like Justin Fields. And then if you can give me anything else, good God. And now I've got 5 years of control versus 2 years of control. I can continue to spend money everywhere else. When it comes time, 5-6 years down the road to pay Caleb, what does the rest of this roster look like?
Did you guys run the scenario of keeping Justin and drafting Caleb? Did you guys talk through that?
It makes no sense.
We did talk about it.
Yeah,
and why? I'd like to know why.
Because who benefits?
Not throwing Caleb to the wolves immediately.
Yeah, but you're not. I wouldn't call Justin Fields an Alex Smith. Like where.
Alex, yeah, he's not a game manager. I get that.
I mean, I'm more
Alex
so saying
Smith was.
I'm more so saying Alex Smith was that veteran who had been in the league. Who
was he
was
on his way out.
Yeah,
who had
like,
succeeded.
Was just a game manager though. He didn't force the ball downfield. He was conservative.
That's a playoff quarterback. Like
I just listened to a segment that like talked about him in depth.
Yeah.
And what he did ahead of Patrick Mahomes, and it was just like it was simple. And, like, yeah, he wasn't flashy, but he did the right things right.
Yeah.
When he needed to. So that aside, I mean, I'm just saying that they're, like, you got two guys. What is the serious downside?
We've always said, I will say, we have always said, since the beginning, I'm pretty sure we uttered these words in our first season. If you have two quarterbacks, Jake, how many quarterbacks do you have?
Yeah, none.
None.
I mean, I think that's if you're a young team and you're going to set, you know, this is where I'm docking the boat.
You had Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love up north.
Yeah, but they were on their way out.
That's a thing.
It's totally different.
Justin Aaron Rodgers is still in the league.
No, but the plan was
the way out of that team.
And the same thing with Alex Smith. He only played two more years in the league after that. Rodgers, much of it, probably the same.
And had been succeeding for years.
Would we care where Justin went after this?
I don't care.
No, then what's the downside, guys? Because he'd be on his way out of this team. He's still on a rookie deal.
His highest value is right now.
Because I can get picks for him.
What if he plays better this season and you get more for him and then you have Caleb behind him?
Yeah. What if he doesn't? And then I didn't take Caleb 101 and now I'm stuck with this quarterback.
I don't think he gets worse than where he is right now.
Why
not? Because the rest of the team is building. So if you're building the rest of the team, what's to say? There's nothing that says that Justin is going to go backwards. There's nothing to tell you.
Even if
he's going to go backwards with all these picks, and you're going to make your team better.
Even if he stays where he is, it's not good
enough. Was never good.
Even if he stays
neither has Justin been.
Yeah. Even if he stays where he is, Justin Fields' performance in 3 years so far, it's just not good enough. It's not good enough to win consistently, and it's not good enough to make me commit $250 million and a bunch of more capital to build.
And if you wait a whole another year to trade him, or even if you trade him mid-season, that team that's acquiring him
becomes more expensive at that point too.
Well, and it takes time
to sign him.
Well, and it takes time to learn a whole playbook. If you don't do it in this offseason, the value plummets.
So you think this is the window?
Other thing being, and we'll wrap up on this, something that I saw on Reddit, of course, that I really enjoyed. A user went back and actually looked at the compensation for all quarterback trades for the past long time. We're talking back to the 2014. Like
Stafford was probably the biggest one.
You're missing a giant one, but we'll get there. So, like, Sam Bradford.
Oh, fuck.
That was 29 years old. He was a sketchy starter at the time, and they got a first and a fourth for him.
He's a bandit.
I was trying to say this last two episodes.
Josh Rosen.
So much Bradford money. Got traded twice.
Yep. Yes, he did. Josh Rosen
money both
for was first 22 years old.
Jose.
Exactly.
Jose's
he got a second
right
and a fifth for Josh Rosen. For Carson Wentz, who was a high upside starter, was 28 years old. First and a third. Now, I'm only calling out the big ones. Carson Wentz again for 2/3 and a trade up. The big one obviously being Deshaun Watson, but that's the Browns, so we're just not even going to acknowledge that one.
Ignore him.
But like
there was
the
a first
point
in
being,
there for Stafford.
The
right?
point being
yeah, there was a first.
Regardless.
The Rams gave up a first.
My point here is that like
hang off.
You could get a first for Justin. He's 24 years old. Anyone that could be trading for him thinks the issue has been play calling for the last 3 years or some issue that they can fix. So they see him as a high upside starter. He's 24. We all know he's a freak athlete. He's an awesome locker room guy, team captain, all of that.
So keep him?
No. So
we're getting a new OC?
That's just such a weird take.
Gave so many points for people wanting him. Why wouldn't we want him?
Because we've actually lived through it. I know. Do you want the answer? The answer is because we lived through the hell. It's always easier to like take on someone else's trash.
When you're outside of it. And
that's the thing with Justin Fields is if you're not living and breathing it, if you're one of these weekend analysts or a fan of another team, you look at these highlights and you're like,
that's crazy.
What are they
that's
talking
awesome.
About? They want to move on from this guy? Yeah, and like, sure, I can play you an 8-minute montage of like Justin Fields' greatest, and there are spectacular, and you have to think that this guy runs the league. But then let me play you a half
an
hour
long.
Yeah, let me play you an hour long video of a 5-second hold time of
Wonders.
Guys running open and a play that leads to a sack. Like, so for that reason, I'm going to do my Shark Tank for that reason. I'm out. All right, guys, we'll move into we'll also do a little just another thing on the beloved right now. We are talking offensive coordinators. And props to the Bears. This is where I do have to give the Bears credit. They're on their 9th interview right now. So a lot of this, I think, is a data collection type of operation. We're going around and we're trying to get as much information on everybody. What would you do? What would your game plan be? So you're going to talk to old guys like Greg Roman, and you're going to talk to Greg Olson. Not that Greg Olson, a different Greg Olson.
It took me a while to piece that together.
Yeah, so honestly, me too. So I'm glad that wasn't the only one. Yeah.
You got guys like Shane Waldron, and so like that's a good name. And you saw what he did with Geno Smith and how that Seahawks offense has looked. Clint Kubiak's another one in Denver. That's a good.
We all know Gary.
Yeah. So there's definitely some names that stick out. One name that I want to bring up to you guys, and then we'll move on from Bears talk. One name I want to bring up is Cliff Kingsbury. right? And Cliff Kingsbury, all obviously, I think that's the one that, like, when you see that the Bears are talking to him, there's a bunch of different ways that this could go. And this could just be another, hey, we're going to talk to you about Caleb Williams and what would your plan be and this and that. Oh, and by the way, maybe you want to work here if you want to be our offensive coordinator if we end up taking him. So I think it's a lot of data. I don't know if Kingsbury's actually, like, being considered for it, but, like,
I nailed that, by the way.
That's a name,
sports,
dude.
Sports Radio validated me this morning on my take that, like, if anything, they're just
getting info.
They're getting info.
Yeah. So
Jake, and it could be legitimate interview, too.
Jake, how do you feel about a name like Cliff Kingsbury, a former head coach in the league?
I wouldn't hate it. I think it's great. It happens all the time where guys, like, move up to head coach. It doesn't really work out, so you move down to the next role or whatever. You know, for a few years, that Arizona Cardinals defense was humming with Kyler Murray, you know, before he got hurt. So, yeah, no, I'd totally be cool with him being the OC and having the connection to USC if we were to draft Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. I'm good with it.
Rapport already being there is a big deal. I think that he was also calling plays for, like, you got to think that, like, Kingsbury has a great resume too. He was calling plays for Patrick Mahomes at A&M, like, all that stuff. Like, so he has seen quarterbacks from the best to the worst. So
I was also going to say, you run less of a risk of people trying to rehire him as a head coach then. You might be able to keep an OC for once.
There you go.
Yeah, they've already seen it.
Well, like I said, that's to you guys point. In response to it when we were texting about it, if for nothing else, it at least makes sense. As we sat here and talked the last couple of weeks about the head-scratching decision to keep Eberflus and otherwise clean house, like, but how does this make sense? What are we doing with an offensive coordinator, a lame duck coach? We're doing the same song and dance the last two cycles. Well, what if that coach is also the current coach of the guy you're drafting, and, you know, he actually has pedigree in the league and experience at the coaching, and it's not just picking up a fucking Phil Emery-esque coach out of the blue. Like, this is a guy that's been around the block. You feel it, even if you don't agree with the decision, like I said, it at least makes sense. You can understand the thought process of it, and I think that matters to fans.
I think you're right. What do you do if you're the Bears? It's a funny thing to think about, because it's kind of...
Fire Flus and call Harbaugh. That's what you do.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Idiots.
But just, like, if you are going to hire Kingsbury, like, they hire him, that's just a sure thing they're using that pick, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Away, Vegas pulls the odds for Caleb Williams 1-1.
If they hire Kingsbury, like... That is the decision. That's the line in the sand that's drawn. Like, it's the decision without having to say that you made that decision.
Yeah. As soon as that news breaks, Justin Fields cleans his Instagram of anything Chicago.
You're exactly
that's
right.
100%.
All the London game posters get updated.
Just Caleb's face in a Bears uniform instead. So, guys, a lot to
set an alarm.
A lot coming up with the
Where's
Bears.
Where's Fields, bruv?
That's Caleb Williams, innit?
Innit?
Oi. So, guys, a lot of stuff going on with the Bears right now, and obviously keep it locked in with us, and we will kind of give you guys the takes as we go along. Anything else on the Bears you want to get into?
One last thing.
Do it.
As we continue to have these conversations over the next several months, just remember this is a problem of riches. Like, for all the bad things that are happening, we're in a decent to good spot for a team in this position.
You have money and two top 10 picks. You can't say that you've had that recently. So,
yep.
Guys, we'll do a little Sammy Stats question of the week, and I'm actually going to handle this one because I saw this trend on Twitter, and I thought that this would be a fun game to play with you guys. So here's how we're going to play this, right? A little game.
Okay.
All right. We're going to play the name a random wide receiver game, and we're just going to go around in a circle, and you're going to name a random wide receiver. When you can't name one anymore, you're out, and the other three will keep playing.
Are they still playing? That's my question.
Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be, but they just can't be. They have to be random wide receivers. You can't give me Randy Moss. You can't give me, you can't give me, like, A1 wide receivers in their time. Mm. I need guys, like, I will start. Was it Dane Sanzenbacher?
Okay. All right.
Dale.
I will go with Marcus Robinson.
Josh Bellamy.
Musa Muhammad.
He was a really good player for a borderline. Long time.
I think he's good there.
He was a Pro Bowler.
I think he's okay there.
Not a Hall of Famer or anything.
Right.
I thought we were talking
Pro Bowler for
not
Staples.
That's true. Not Hall of Famer. I like that.
That's true.
Oh, well, fuck. You just name literally any Bears wide receiver. They could just start listing them all.
I was going to start Johnny Knox.
Sam Hurd.
I mean, Johnny Knox is good.
Johnny Knox is a good pull.
Johnny Knox is a good pull.
I'll go Robbie Anderson, formerly.
Chosen.
Yeah, now chosen.
Oh, God. Oh, no. You could.
Just Justin Gage.
Yeah, he exists. I was going to say.
This game could go on a while.
I was going to say Henry Ruggs.
Well, I'm probably going to be out. I'd drawn a blank on anything right now.
Henry Ruggs.
Oh, dude, too soon. No. It can't be felons.
Oh, it can't be murderers. All right, my bad.
I think that's manslaughter.
Mike Wallace, does that count?
Sure, dude.
Santana Moss.
It's your game.
Yeah, you tell me.
Santana Moss is a great one.
Santana Moss.
What's the old...
Oh, God, here we go.
He was the Ohio State quarterback that then... that
Terrell Pryor.
No, but also that's a good one.
Terrell Pryor is good, yeah.
What's the one that played went on... Receiver. He played quarterback, but then he went on to be a wide receiver in the NFL just recently. He played for the Texans. Is it Braxton?
Antoine Randall L.
No, is it Braxton?
That is a good one too. Yeah.
Braxton.
Berrios?
No. It might not be Braxton.
Who's the guy that had like 18
JT
kids?
Something.
Oh.
Cromartie, and he's a cornerback.
Oh, right? That's who I was thinking of.
Was it? And so to be clear, there's Antonio Cromartie and not Dominique Rogers Cromartie.
I think it was Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah, I think it was Antonio.
Just. Like,
if not, we are slandering this man's name.
Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, this game's gonna go on forever.
Yeah.
What was what's a good Plaxico Burress?
That's a good.
That's
one.
A great one.
That's a good one.
David Tyree, isn't he the one that caught the helmet catch?
Yes, he is. That's a helmet catch.
Victor Cruz.
The salsa dance. There you go.
This is fun now. Start throwing some names.
See, you
got
to pick a team. Who was the guy before?
Crabtree is a good one.
Who was the one before Cruz?
Sorry ass receiver.
Who was that receiver in New York before Cruz?
I think it was
really good.
Plaxico Burress.
No.
David Tyree.
Mario Manningham.
Manningham. That's a good one.
Anyway.
Wait, no. Let's get this. We could do this.
I mean, there's no getting it, though. That's the thing. We could be here. This could be a 12-hour episode.
You don't know. We could win.
Guys, any other names you want to throw into the ring here? All right, then we move on. We look ahead. So now we're going to look ahead to the divisional real quick. We've ran a little long, so we'll keep this look ahead real quick. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. First game of the weekend sees the Houston Texans travel to M&T Stadium. They take on the Ravens. You've got the Texans are 9.5-point dogs. The total is 43.5.
9.5.
Give me the points.
It's a lot of points.
I think the
Texans
points
are
plus 330.
So what you got to do is you got to wait to see if they bump it to the 10.
Well,
you can get the 10.
The Ravens have had so many close games this year.
Yeah.
And
time
so
off.
Many
They're
games.
Cold. They're cold.
I think you got to take whatever the points is. If it's over 7.5,
fuck, I might go money line.
I'm on the points.
I think the same thing, and I agree with you. I'm taking Texans on the points this weekend, strictly because I think with both of these one seeds and the rust factor, something that you've got to kind of look at too. But, like, guys, the Texans are going, and they're literally on house money. Like, the Ravens have
nothing to
everything
lose.
To play for. The Texans
right.
They cannot even
dangerous.
Believe that they're here right now. That is, and when you've got a good quarterback and Nico Collins plays like he does and that defense is coached up like they are, because it's just I think that Texans team covers that number. I think that's, honestly, I think that's a disrespectful number given.
I think you're right.
Given the season.
Is
the too? Given what they just did to the Browns.
Is their stadium
D.
indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor.
Outdoor. So, and we're.
Ooh, actually, I don't know. I might come around.
Check the Baltimore weather.
It's like 30 degrees. That's what I'm saying. It's 30 degrees outdoor. Like, maybe that'll be a fun one.
It's the wind. What's the wind?
They'll
because
be
CJ Stroud's a passer.
37.3 degrees.
If it's not negative 10, it's
gusts. I mean,
if
you've got under 15
agreed.
Miles an hour.
Dude,
like,
if you've got to get out there throwing the ball, if you're telling CJ Stroud to throw the ball a bunch, you got to feel really, really good about it. So.
True.
Yeah, I like the Texans in that scenario. Guys, and then the second game of the weekend sees the Packers travel to the Niners.
Niners going to fucking smoke them, bud.
So Green Bay is getting 9.5. The total for that game is 50.
Niners by a million.
See, I think that's a good number. 9.5.
It's a quality
that's
number.
That's a better number.
Quality number right there.
Fuck that, Niners by a million.
Is that where you guys are? Niners by a bunch?
I mean, I might be speaking with my heart.
I'm gonna speak with my wallet here.
Yeah. Oh, give me the points.
I think the Packers cover 9.5.
Yeah. God, those are big spreads.
It's big numbers.
Guys, and then the third game of the weekend sees Tampa Bay. This is the Sunday 2 o'clock game. Sees Tampa Bay go into Detroit, the asshole of the United States of America. Tampa Bay is getting 6 points. 49 is the total. Bucks are +220 on the money line. Lions are -275.
I like this game.
I'm a little worried about the Lions.
Who do you like in this game?
I kind of like the Bucks.
I know, man.
Straight up, right?
Yeah, I kind of like the Bucks.
I'm worried for the Lions
because they played last week with a gunslinger mentality. Throwing the ball everywhere, taking shots.
Barnyard.
The Lions give up a lot of points.
But see, I think the Lions and the Bucks are a perfect matchup because I think they're both in that situation. Like, kind of like you said, playing with house money. Like, hey, we're fucking here. And no one thought we would. Lions a little less so, but it's just that Dan Campbell mentality still. I don't know. I would feel comfortable with the Lions laying the points.
Those Todd Bowles blitzes. He sends an extra guy every single
and the
down.
Lions have one of, if not the best offensive line.
Yeah, let's hope they show out. If they like,
yeah, yeah.
If you're on the Lions side of the money, but which I would like to be.
But. I just think that like that team again, like the Bucks are also a team that's like, I mean, they weren't supposed to be here. Like the,
but
like,
they're a bad Baker game away. Any
I thought
day.
They were supposed to be here when we looked at the start of the season
because the NFC South as a collective,
right? Because it's
so
a shit
bad.
Show,
right?
But yeah, like they're okay. The so supposed to be they're here. Not supposed to be in the divisional. They were supposed to win a play, or they were supposed to host a playoff game, and then we're supposed to run into the number two seed Eagles, and like just. That were number now they were the six or something like that, but they were supposed to run into a higher seed and they were not supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm with you. I like the Bucks in this game. I'm picking the Bucks outright, and we'll see what happens, guys. And then the last game of the weekend sees the Kansas City Chiefs head to Orchard Park. A lot of snow coming down in Orchard Park last couple of days. Kansas City is getting 2.5. Total is 46. Chiefs are +120 on the money line.
What's the points?
46 is the total.
No. What's the spread? Sorry.
Chiefs 2.5.
Yeah. See, and that's how exactly I feel about this game. I really don't. After last week, I don't know where to go. I have no, because like all season, both of them were fairly weak. Like both teams had their issues, and then they just turned it on when it mattered. So this, I have no fucking clue.
Well, and this is a rematch. What is this? Last year's? This is last year or 2 years ago? AFC Championship game.
Two, I think.
Yeah, that was decided in the last like 30 seconds. I think.
But they've faced each other like six or seven times now.
They're 6-0. So Mahomes v. Allen, they face each other 6 times. They are 3-3. Against each other. So
Jake made good money the one time they were in that barn burner.
I lost $7,000 the last time.
Where they lost in overtime.
You didn't lose $7,000.
The Chiefs won in overtime.
You didn't win.
You won because Travis Kelce caught that touchdown.
I had a 2-touchdown bet on Kelce, and Kelce hit like an 80-yard bomb to win the game.
It was awesome.
You
didn't even know. I was behind you.
Well, I was behind you. I was like a minute and a half behind you. Yes. You're in the other room. I'm watching on my phone, and you're like, holy shit, Jake, you did it.
I walked over to his room. I was like, that was really good for you. And you're like, what happened?
What? Looks down.
Oh,
touchdown.
That's nice.
Yeah, so they played a lot.
Yeah, so I think
will be fun.
I think that's a great finale for just like divisional weekend's my favorite weekend in the NFL season.
They're 3-3, but Mahomes has
two wins in the playoffs.
2-0 in the playoffs.
Yep. So, okay, of the four dogs, right? So the Chiefs +120, you got the Buccaneers +220, Packers are +350, and then you've got the Texans at +330. If I told you, look, you need to pick a dog, and your dog needs to be right.
Tampa.
I think that's where I'm at, too. Dale?
Are you saying any
gun
one
to your
of the
head?
Games?
One you had to pick a dog?
A gun to your head, you need a dog to come out this weekend.
I actually will go the Lions against you guys.
That's fucked up.
They're not a dog.
He said gun to our heads.
Yeah, gun to our
heads. I thought you meant like a dog. Like,
are we trying to be
a
spot?
I thought you meant a marito. I just had to get someone out.
Dog on the money line. Like,
dog on the money line.
Like, okay, so outright.
Well, yeah, that's a good one. I guess I could, if you had to take a dog. The Chiefs. Actually, no. I'll take it.
Mahomes.
Yeah. I'll take that guy.
That
kind of
sounds crazy to me now that I'm sitting here saying the Bucks.
2.5 point dog. That's the funnest. Yeah. That is the most fun dog to take.
They will be. Because
Baker's a good time.
There'll be value. There's a lot of value there in those parlays. Yeah. Throw a Bucks money line in there. That's going to be the one.
So let's throw a lottery ticket out right now. Let's pick all four games here.
You want to go money line or?
Yeah, money line. Or, all four games on the money line.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, 1-800-GAMBLE.
So we're taking Bucks. We're taking.
Yeah, Bucks straight up.
Or how about this? We take 2 points or two money lines, 1 point and the.
Just pick the game.
I say we go two spreads and two money lines strictly because I think Kansas City money line.
Okay, let's do it.
Kansas City money line.
Bucks money line.
Bucks money line.
Value.
Niners cover the points or you guys think Packers cover?
I think the Niners cover, to be honest.
Where's the game?
It's San Francisco.
It's Levi or whatever it's called.
Niners.
Dale, you had the Niners?
Yeah.
Are you fading us while we're putting this together?
No, I was special. I was responding to a mush. No,
and then,
I was not. I promise I wasn't.
And then, guys, the other one is Texans Ravens. Ravens given 9.5.
Texans.
I like the Texans points.
Yeah, Texans points. I think we go Niners points. I think we go Bucks money line, and we go Chiefs money line.
I'm placing that wager.
I got a 2507 plus 2500. On FanDuel.
I mean, not far from you guys. I'm going to take Niners money line and the points on the other one.
So this is a show bet that we're putting on right now.
You can't do that.
Well, I just disagree on that pick.
You, come on.
So what do you want me to do?
Agree with us.
Yeah. Okay,
never mind. I agree with
and
you.
And then place the wager.
Do you know how democracy works, pigeon?
That's not how my wallet works.
Yeah, no,
I shouldn't have called him
good.
A pigeon. That was
I like
rude.
That. I like that. I like that.
You like that.
You like that.
You like that.
Guys, anything else on divisional weekend you want to get into? Sam, book that for us, please.
I'm booking it right now.
Guys, we'll do a little sports minute, go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Dale, talk to me about the Chicago Cubs.
We're still riding high that we got a pitcher finally, but otherwise we are just waiting for the Bellinger news to break. But one point of good news coming in, a lot of the MLB pipeline rankings have come out and a lot of rankings of the farm system have come out. And the Cubs got
hot.
They have like 10, it's either 9 or 10 of the top 101. They've got some great players coming up the pipeline.
Yeah. A couple pitchers, which is nice too.
Cade Horton's going to be interesting to watch.
You're dropping the lead here.
What's up, dude?
Your new pitcher's entry into
wasn't
your
that
fan
so
base.
Good, dude.
Good play
was
right now.
Everything.
So that was going to be my dog sit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Thanks a lot.
They don't know the Clipper.
Oh, they don't. Dale, anything else on the...
No, just wait for the news to drop. A lot of people are saying that the Cubs are going to be the mover and shaker the rest of the offseason, which makes a lot of sense because they haven't done shit this far.
True.
But otherwise, yeah, that's it for the boys.
Jake.
So,
talk to me about the White Sox.
The
talk to
us Nashville
guys,
White Sox.
I got a hot take.
Oh, we're moving to the South Loop.
I'm not excited about it.
What?
I knew serious? That this was going to be the case. I knew you were Bridgeport or bust.
I'm not excited about it.
Yeah.
Bridgeport.
This seems
Bridge.
Like a very,
like
hey, look Bridge. Over here.
Bridge, like
so
Bridge.
It feels a lot of that. A lot of.
Look over here.
Don't worry about that we don't have Sox Fest. We're busy building you a new stadium.
They own the land?
They're not building that.
They own the land?
I'm not that excited about it for a few reasons.
Okay.
One of your most major redeeming qualities was that you could go to the game and drink for free in the parking lot.
You that is a huge
anymore?
Part. But you can't. Where are you going to tailgate?
Where are you going to put a
parking
half the lot?
Acre, it's half the acreage they're on right now.
Oh, no.
The new site.
Yeah, it's going to be like Wrigley where are you parking? Yeah. Figure it out.
In the fucking city.
It's in there's, the South Loop.
I mean, I saw the renderings, but like I thought that was big enough to put a... But, oh, you
it's
can't
like
put
against the river,
that
isn't
big of
it?
A parking
that area,
lot,
like right there
it's
against
like
the river.
It's like the Bears parking lot. Like the legit, like the actual
The actual parking, soldier parking lot.
The Adler
lot.
Side, like on that side.
That side. Yeah.
So that's a major issue with
where
me.
They don't let you in.
Two... No fucking shot Jerry pays for this out of pocket.
Oh, no. It would be funded by the wonderful
taxpayers
of Chicago.
You already had a call with the mayor.
That's fucked up.
You already had
up.
A call with the mayor.
That's fucked up.
This is what we're going to do.
the thing that... Oh, sorry. Go on. What other qualms do you have?
The renderings? Come on. Come on. the renderings of what the stadium's going to look up like? Please.
Oh, I'm not even... I'm so mad that it's happening that I'm also mad at the pictures they made about what it might look like.
Please. Don't even get my hopes up. Just fucking put lasers on top of it at this point. Like
freaking laser
sharks beams. With freaking laser beams.
What are we talking about?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So what about the team?
No, exactly.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is
White Sox. White Sox.
Arguably the
team in the stadium.
Arguably the best part about the White Sox in general is the experience. Like the fan experience at the games is one of, if not the best part. It's the fights out in left field. It's the Modelo flowing all day, all night.
It's the drinking
Island.
In the parking
it's
lot.
It's the tailgating beforehand. It's
the
getting hammered beforehand.
The food.
Oh, yeah, the awesome food. Like
empty stadium.
How many people can say they've been stabbed
the experience,
in the South?
All the elbow room.
That's
in
what
the
they're
stadium.
Here for, and you're going to take that away?
Gonna get stabbed on the red line, dude.
I didn't know that there was no parking lot. Not like my two cents matter in this situation, but I love going to Sox games for
Me
that
too.
Reason, especially.
I gotta be honest.
Get the grill
thank
out
you for sharing that with us.
I don't know what everybody's like. Why everybody's getting off on the idea of hitting balls into the Chicago River. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
it's the Allegheny. Like,
yeah.
First off, that's just gross.
It's sitting on top of a pot, like,
sediment.
Yeah,
like, exactly.
Some guy jumps off a kayak, gets the ball, and he's like, I found a gun.
It's just fucking put a goddamn team together for the love of God, Jerry.
Some guy in a kayak gets smoked by a barge.
Yeah. LOL at the Chicago taxpayers if they have to pay for a new football stadium and a new baseball stadium within like years of each other.
That stadium, they had to build that, the G-Spot now, was in the 90s, I think?
Yeah, it was like,
yeah, it was like 93.
So it's 30 years old.
It's
about that time.
It's a great experience.
Isn't it?
I don't think it's
Tuesday. Isn't it?
Well, we're not saying that shit about Wrigley.
No, but that's different.
That's like, a landmark,
that's
bro.
That's a landmark. That's fucking the
Come
South.
On.
Come on, dude. Stop.
The guys
it.
Are the same team. I'm with you.
There's okay. pictures from the 20s with the same.
Oh, hey, bro. Queens been there, isn't
it? Queens been there. It's a bit sticky, isn't it?
Anything else on the Sox?
Please let there be something else
sticky
on the Sox.
Sticky wicket.
No, there's no. Come on, what?
We signed somebody?
Well, I'm sure we
I might be a Sox.
They've
fan
signed
this year.
A whole bunch of people to like 1 year deals. They're a.
You know what? I stand with you this year, Jake. It's me and you, buddy.
What does that mean?
Sox, White Sox, Sam. Here we go.
Jake, anything else on the
bad
Sox?
Fucking time?
No, I'm here for a good time only. So,
all right, guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls continue to be the ninth team in the Eastern Conference. He won a couple games here. Kobe White. Here.
Who is he?
New plan, right?
We're going to build around Kobe. Yeah.
New plan. We're going to extend DeMar. Kobe White is going to be Robin. DeMar is Batman. You trade LaVine. And you include Lonzo
Pat Will,
Ball
the second Pat Will
just so
good.
We can clear some salary. At this point, pick your lane.
What happened to Pat Will in January?
Pat Will, I mean, the same thing that happened to him in December and November and October.
December was okay. November was good.
Yeah.
What happened in January?
It's just not. It's the.
Where'd he go?
I don't know why he's so passive. I don't know why the guy doesn't try to score. But keep on Kobe White, though. Kobe White has just played out of his mind. I think it's fantastic to see what this dude's become, and he's made the best of his opportunity with Zach LaVine. Best thing to happen to the Bulls right now is that Zach LaVine is hurt again. 1 to 2 weeks. He's got a sprained ankle, so we'll see how that
it's the
goes.
Best thing for
I don't want to talk too much about the Bulls on the court right now. What I want to talk about is the absolute embarrassment.
It's a damn shame we recorded the day of that game.
You're the only one that watched it start to finish.
It is an absolute embarrassment, and it's not for the reasons that you guys think. I think that the fans that were in attendance and the people, if you don't know what I'm getting at, Bulls Ring of Honor the other night. So at one point, Jerry Krause, who was the architect, RIP. This is a dead man here. He is not here to defend
himself
anymore.
He hasn't been in the ground that long either.
Body's still warm. But during the Ring of Honor, they showed a picture of Jerry Krause, and immediately fans started to boo. And then what happened? They switched over the view to Jerry's widow, who is now bawling her eyes out, crying, waving her arms frantically, an absolutely horrible look. And this is where Bulls fans, if you booed Jerry Krause, first, if you booed Jerry Krause, shame on you.
You're also kind of dumb, like, if you booed Jerry Krause.
He's a dead man. And at the same time, I understand, like, feel what you want to feel about Jerry Krause. But, like, don't be a fucking mouth breather, you idiot. The man brought you 6 championships, and if there was anybody that embodied a winner, maybe the end of that run was not the way that we would have liked to see it. And, hey, I understand. Feel that. Feel how you want to feel. But don't sit here and admonish that man's career and make it seem like he was just, like, the absolute worst. Like, that man built winners. My beef here, my beef's with Michael Jordan. My beef's with Michael Jordan, and my beef is with the Bulls front office and that organization here. You knew if you're the Bulls, first of all, your Ring of Honor night was in shambles. The fact that Michael didn't come, and Scottie didn't come, and Dennis
they
didn't
planned it
come.
In a month.
You brought Luke Longley. Guys, poor fucking Luke Longley came from Australia. You know whose picture they didn't show that night? Luke fucking Longley. What are we doing here? It was just
circus.
You had to know when you were putting these presentations and these video montages together, like, hey, if we lead with Jerry Krause, read the room. Read, you know that that's not going to be well received. And
just
honestly,
don't show his picture.
This is petty fucking Michael Jordan's. I love his shoes. I love his games. I appreciate you a ton. But brother, you fucked up here. Like,
come
you,
on
like,
home.
Dude, you have, you, and it's just petty. It's
just
petty.
Past it. He's done being a Bull.
It's the way that The Last Dance all played out, which was, yeah. I mean, obviously he was the one. So The Last Dance painted Jerry Krause as just an absolute, like, horrible human being.
And he wasn't alive to say his piece.
I mean, and again, that guy just wanted to be, I heard it today, that guy just wanted to be acknowledged. That guy just wanted to hear that, like, hey, great job. He did great things as the GM. So I think it's just, it's low-hanging fruit of the Bulls fans. I think Michael Jordan could have done a lot for this part of his career and kind of being an ambassador. You're never going to see Michael be that guy anymore, and that's fine. But just, like, the Bulls dropped the ball here on what was supposed to be just a very fun and very, like, celebratory night. Yeah. It just got ugly, and you guys know how things go. Like, we saw it on everything. It was front page of Yahoo. It was front page of USA. I mean, it's just a bad look for a bad franchise.
It went south real quick.
And you know what? I didn't
poorly planned.
I didn't know enough, and so this actually, like, this week, like, had me down rabbit holes, like, actually looking it up. And I was actually talking to Mrs. Stats's father, my father-in-law, and he was like, I was on the opposite side. Like, I was with the fans. I was like, oh, Jerry, because I was using my Last Dance references and things that Jordan said over the years. And, like, Jerry's the guy that broke up everything, blah, 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 blah. And that's what I thought, right? Because we were kids when this happened, like, young kids. And so I went and looked at it. The only thing that Jerry didn't do for the organization was draft Michael Jordan. Jerry became the GM the year after. Rod Thorne drafted Jordan. Jerry drafted everybody else. He traded for everybody else. He built, the only thing he is guilty of is not being the guy who had the job that drafted Michael Jordan. That is the only thing he didn't do. He drafted Scotty out of bumfuck Arkansas. He drafted, like, all these people. He allowed us, like, he is the architect. He did it. I mean, Michael Jordan, like,
right.
You hit on Michael Jordan. Rod Thorne hit on Michael Jordan, but
how would you like to be the guy that drafted Michael Jordan and then, like,
got fired for it?
Almost.
I don't know if he got fired. It might have been a
well, they were
of
bad
ways.
The first season.
I can't remember, but because I had to look into.
Yeah, but he was rookie of the year still.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, just but like motherfucker.
It just sucks. So now I've I've completely flipped on and come around in my head. Like, I wish I would have known that about Jerry and not jumped to conclusions from the way he was painted in The Last Dance. And that it sucks what our fans did. And I hope that anyone listening to the podcast looks into it if they care so that they can change their opinion on Jerry Krause too.
Well, yeah. I mean, we derailed a little bit, but yeah, that night was, it was poorly planned. They have like 5 weeks essentially to get it together. That's something that you would like, you should have planned like a year in advance, you know?
Oh, big time. Yeah, was this a PR thing to avoid a canceled Sox Fest?
Oh, and if you, If your guys were, like, that's why
it's unrelated. That's why fucking Jerry being
same owner.
That's why it's just a ball dropped all over the place here. Yep. And like the people that suffer are again us as fans who like just we cheer for an incompetent team. So nothing else on the Bulls I want to get into. Jake, what's going on with the Hawks?
How's
our sweet boy?
He's recovering. He's back on the ice already.
Okay. Through the wire.
Yeah, not playing games obviously, but he's skating around, getting some
smoothies
work in,
only,
getting some work in. Yeah, I don't know what the status is there on the food situation. That's got to suck, though. That honestly, growing up, was like one of my worst fears, is breaking your jaw, and then you just got to eat liquids for the next like 4 weeks. No fucking thanks.
The poops.
Proposition, a little idea that could happen. What if, I mean, Connor's only going to be out like 6 to 8 weeks. Like, there's going to be more season left. He is still, after being out for over 5 games, he is still leading rookies in points and goals. I'm thinking rookie of the year and comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
All in his first year.
Book
him,
Dano.
Come on. Right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
The Blackhawks also did re-sign, or they extended Jason Dickerson for a 2-year deal.
Dickerson.
I love that. I love that. That guy's right. Played great. He's definitely earned another contract. You know, it's only 2 years, but still, that's. I think he's like top scorer on the team outside of Connor.
All right, who are we picking in the draft? Where are we picking?
1-1.
Ooh,
Celebrini.
Tankathon.
Celebrini.
Celebini.
Also, just a quick note on that
third. Fuck,
Brendan Smith, the guy that hit.
Run it again.
Ooh, fourth.
Oh, fuck.
Shouldn't
have run it again.
The guy who hit Bedard is now on IR.
Oh, just poor Brady.
Bot don't lie.
Ice don't lie.
But yeah, we're still second to last place. We probably won't get first. The Sharks are that bad. You ever just sit there and think like where the Hawks are right now if they didn't get Connor Bedard?
Be sad boy summer.
It'd be real sad.
It'd be real bad.
No, it'd be sad boy, -30 wind chill outside.
Sad boy anyways.
Yeah.
Jake, anything else on the White Sox?
Blackhawks, no.
That's what I meant, sorry. Guys, we move on. We'll do a little Schmegmans, all right? Let's do who's this week's Not That Guy. I'll start. I just ranted about him, so I won't take more time. Michael Jordan, that's my Not That Guy this week. It's sad. That's just super, super sad. Dale.
I am unprepared for Not That Guy. Come back to me.
Jake.
I think Jay Gruden.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
why?
I think he lost.
But at the same time,
he lost.
At the same time, also good Twitter beef.
It's fun.
Good
old guy learning how to use Twitter beef.
Yeah. But didn't do bad.
Oh, is
didn't
this the RG3 thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is actually funny.
The pigeon clip.
The pigeon thing was really good. So essentially, RG3 has a podcast, and he posted like a minute and a half clip where he's talking about how. While he was in Washington, there was a game where Gruden had told him to go to the press and like essentially challenge your teammates to the public, right? Come out and say like, "Hey, we all have to be better," type thing.
Throw the team out of the bus. Don't take responsibility.
Essentially, well, then the next day Gruden came in and just totally like eviscerated RG3, and so RG3 is like telling this story. Well, Gruden comes on to Twitter and says, "You really want to play this game?" And RG3 says stuff about like, you know, come on the pod, we'll talk face to face, blah, blah, blah.
Of course, plug my pod.
Gruden responds with the video of RG3 racing that Falcon in like during the combine. Like it was like during a combine or like a pregame thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in suit apparel and he just says, go race a pigeon.
Go fuck yourself as now.
RG3,
go race a pigeon.
RG3 had a response saying, like, how dare you disrespect, I forget the name of the Falcon.
That's a good on you, RG3.
Good
on you.
So that was good stuff.
Good Harry the Falcon.
Oh, man.
Sam, who's this week's Not That Guy?
It's me, dude.
Why? What happened? What'd you do?
Yeah, it happened. Finally happened.
What?
You shit yourself in public.
Oh, it wasn't me.
What?
What happened?
It wasn't Mrs. Stats.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
It happened, guys. I knew I was playing with a ticking time bomb here. But
you get shit on?
Basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you lasted this long?
Dude, I haven't been shit on yet.
like a weekend changing diaper. Fucking.
Oh, he got you with the fountain.
No.
Got you with the fountain.
Oh, dude, it was bad. Dude, so this what I'm saying. It was still that first week
this
stuff.
This is what I'm saying. So like it finally happened.
Oh, yeah, I got
what happened
rocked.
Was my guy gets naked, right?
Well, you got your guy naked.
I got my guy naked, and naked. Yeah, yeah. No, he fucking, hey, dude, this kid just throwing socks and shirts everywhere. I'm like, dude, take a breather. And he's like, no. And then so we're hanging out before bath time. Boom. You know, he's in his birthday suit. I'm shuffling something over here. I look back, and he's holding onto the crib, standing outside it, on like, because we were hanging out. And he's standing,
no.
And I'm looking. Look,
red face.
And it was... It was Kayla who witnessed the whole thing. And I look and it is just, it is like a five.
Describe it. Don't
no,
describe
I will.
It.
For you,
it.
Baby,
no,
I'm doing
dude.
This for you. Just, it was a solid poop. Oh, nice. And it was a 5-inch turd just hanging off his ass cheeks. Like, not even hit the ground.
That's disgusting.
Kayla throws her hands under it.
No!
No, Kayla.
No!
No, let it hit the ground.
No!
No, just let it hit the sheets. You can wash them.
You gotta live for second down,
she's
dude.
She's like, not
live for second down. You don't gotta, no.
Dude, she laid out
punt!
For it.
Punt!
Oh, like a God. Defenseman on an empty net. She just went for it.
God.
And dude, just, she's like, I saved the carpet. I'm like, it's my girl.
She got a Christmas poo in her hand.
And this kid just fucking grinning, bro.
Enough on poopy talk, Dale. All
right, I remember
oh, don't,
who mine
oh.
was.
It's going to happen to you tonight.
No, stop it.
So I don't wish that upon you. I do not wish that upon you.
If that happens tonight, that means he
woke
up.
I'm not wishing
so my not that guy this week is actually a group of people, and this has been brought up in so many different ways, and I don't know how you fix this problem besides you stop hiring contractors. But the NFL and just the officiating overall, like, I think that in any single game you can point to a lot of stuff, but when it's playoff football, when you've got the best competitors out there, and like, I'll just use the Steelers-Bills game. Like, if I'm a Steelers fan and I am smart enough to know how to use Twitter, because Dale does not use Twitter, he just doesn't know. Like, I would be all over it and just absolutely livid with the no call on the last fourth down about him getting held, the helmet to helmet that knocked Joey Porter out of the game. I don't think that was a fake slide on Josh Allen. That's gonna, people bitch about that, but it was just a juke. But like, that game, there's a lot of instances you can point to. And in other high leverage situations, like think of the Lions not reporting situation, just the NFL officiating as a whole has just been put under such a spotlight. And the only way to fix it is you got to stop hiring contractors.
Full time.
You have to have full. This is your
responsibility.
Yep, this is your job. So the NFL and just officiating in general. Not that guy. It's just, I understand it's
you.
A really tough gig.
No, it's
but
good.
Still.
Guys, who can or cannot dog sit for you? Dog sitting for me. You guys know how I love my offensive lineman, former offensive lineman. Big shout out, big props on a fantastic career to Jason Kelce.
I was so hoping he was going to be a Bear.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I know.
Just a fantastic offensive lineman, great dude, great career. And he was always cheating and getting a couple extra inches on his snaps.
Oh, yeah.
He was moving the ball up. He ain't cheating. He ain't trying. So that's a great career for the guy. And, I mean, I know that we'll see
future
him.
Hall of Famer.
He should coach that team.
Future Hall of Famer. I know that we're going to see him every Sunday.
In a booth
move,
somewhere.
He's going to move
he's
behind a booth
good.
Somewhere. He's so good.
Him and Whitworth are
he
buddies.
Was in the,
yeah.
You guys remember?
He'll be good, too.
He was in the Amazon game. That he was Bears-Panthers game because it was so boring that they had to talk to Jason Kelce.
What restaurant did they go to? The one where they
Chicago Cut,
yeah, no, the one
the
where
hot
they
dog
belittle
one?
You, yeah.
The Wiener Circle,
Bevings.
Yeah,
Wiener Circle.
And dude, like they posted that video.
Oh, that's great.
They said order for Travis's brother.
It was
that's funny.
It was like on NBC or something. Like they posted it on Instagram, and Whitworth and them are like they're just standing there, just taking the barrage from behind the counter, and all the comments. I went straight to the comments. All of them were just like. In droves of just like those fine ass white men.
Yeah.
It's like they can order whatever they want from me.
I saw a post somewhere that if you look at offensive linemen with Jason's resume and just think of like, for example, just think of Pro Bowls and all pro selections, like 26 out of 27 people are in the Hall of Fame and the one guy murdered his wife. So he's not getting in. Yeah, it's just like, well, there's one. guy.
There's been a lot of advances in DNA. You never know.
You never know. Anyway, okay, I'll move on.
23 and me, no free ads.
I was not prepared for not that guy. I'm super prepared for dog sit because our newest friend on the north side is just a heart warmer. In Imanaga's intro press conference, he, in his very best English, said,
God damn you, Dale.
He spoke, go Cubs go, hey Chicago, what do you say Cubs are going to win today? And it was in every meeting of the
world. What you say.
Oh, it was adorable is what I would call it.
What you say.
Chicago? What'd you say? Yeah, I'm not going to impersonate the
just
other
give him
grown
the
man.
Extension.
No,
just
I'm not going to do it. But immediately,
extend him right
give
now.
Him the extension,
right now.
Give him the fifth year. He's worth every dollar.
Give him a record deal.
Avoid arbitration 5 years in advance.
Exactly.
He's going to have like a 7 or 8 ERA this year.
Just like, yeah. So yeah, but you remember that video?
He's 30 years old
so
with
good,
a career
right?
3 plus. Come on. We're praying for the best.
You as fans have your video to post every time you win now. You just post that clip.
Oh, Cubs are going to win
it.
Today.
Well, I'm a White Sox fan this year. So
Sammy Sox.
Sammy Sox.
Sammy Sox.
We'll take it.
Who can or cannot dog sit for you?
I want to vote. So as a group here,
have you watched this
show? This person dog sitting or not dog sitting for us this week?
Okay.
Grady?
Dog sitting.
I'd say Grady's.
No, not dog sitting.
I'd say Grady's dog sitting.
It's a good
He's
bit.
Dog sitting.
Grady's got two dogs.
It's commitment. He cares about the boys.
Grady, okay.
It's a good bit that he's
I like
committed
Grady's
to.
Dogs.
You're right.
I like Grady's dogs a lot. Okay, so Grady, for those of you guys who don't know Grady, Grady plays, he's obviously been our friend forever.
Oh my God, he's
Grady
a warrior.
Grady plays in a softball league with us. Grady lives in Wisconsin, or at least was living in Wisconsin. I don't know if he's still out there. And would come to softball every week still. And not only come to softball, he'd bring his dogs every single week. Your dogs don't have to be by themselves. Show up with your dogs. I love that
Hell
shit.
Hell yeah.
So,
you're right.
Shout
right.
out Grady. Yeah, right. Awesome dogs.
Thank you, Grady.
Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Not dog sitting. Not dog sitting not for dog me sitting. Is whoever rendered those photos. of, it's irresponsible.
And the renderings, man.
It's irresponsible to do such a thing. That stadium would bankrupt the city. And the taxpayers. You irresponsible.
Did it have a dome?
Huh? There's no fucking dome. Of course not. But the whole thing's like made of glass. that's all I saw.
It'll do real well in the South.
I'm gonna put all those bullet hole stickers people put on their car window.
No.
I'm gonna put it all over in this stadium.
That's pretty funny.
Guys, anything else you wanna get into? Then that is a wrap on episode 98, guys. 100 will be here before you know. We'll do something fun for that. See Red. Bear down. Love you guys. Bears.
I love you too.
Bears.
Dude.
Bears.
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 Jake's just not locked in right now.
Bears. Jake does not remember the Alamo.
What a fucking pigeon.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up. You dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow. That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.